Lead levels in the Pittsburgh region's tap water were the topic of a recent EPA community roundtable. The Environmental Protection Agency held the first in a series of 10 virtual events across the country to talk about updating the federal lead and copper rule for drinking water. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says lead poses a serious risk to public health.
In children, it can cause irreversible and lifelong health effects, including decreased IQ, focus, and academic achievement. Lead exposure is also disproportionately present in communities of color and low-income communities.
The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant listened in and is here now. Why did EPA kick off its virtual tour in Pittsburgh, Julie?
Well, the problem here is significant. Michelle Nakarati-Chapkis is executive director of Women for a Healthy Environment. She explained that her group did a survey of water systems in Allegheny County in 2019, and it found that 80% of those that participated had detected lead in their drinking water. And because all children in the county are supposed to have their blood tested for lead by their first birthday up to age 6, they know that approximately 500 children per year are found with elevated levels of lead in their blood that can be from a variety of sources. But of those, children of color have a much higher rate of elevated blood lead levels, which she calls EBLLs.
So this percentage of children of color with confirmed EBLLs of those who have been tested is 6.3 times greater than the percentage of white children in Allegheny County, which is very significant. So we know that communities of color are disproportionately impacted.
Were there any communities in the Pittsburgh area that were mentioned particularly?
Nicole Nesby is mayor of Duquesne. It's a majority Black community outside of Pittsburgh. She spoke at the meeting.
The economic conditions of the city are similar to that of a third world country. The population is approximately 5,600, with 80% of the community members 110% below the federal poverty line. 33% of our school-aged children have been medically diagnosed with learning disabilities.
According to the CDC, there's no safe level of lead in children's blood, and it identifies children with 5 micrograms per deciliter as much higher than most children's levels. Nesby says on average, children tested in Duquesne for blood lead levels have an average of 7 micrograms per deciliter. She also says Duquesne doesn't have the trained staff or the $15 million it expects it would cost to replace its lead water pipes and service lines.
At the end of the day, the cost measures overweigh anything that we can possibly do in this area without financial assistance, which means with 80% below the federal poverty line, it's very hard to match grant funding, which could be available to us.
What is the Biden administration doing about this issue?
Well, President Biden's American Jobs Plan includes $45 billion to replace lead lines nationwide. It's the biggest federal effort so far on this issue.
The federal rule governing this, the lead and copper rule, hadn't been updated in 30 years until last December. That's when the Trump administration finalized an update. Why is EPA reopening discussion on this rule now and visiting with communities like Pittsburgh?
Well, the Trump changes are being challenged in court because advocacy groups call them weak. The new rule requires public water systems to publicize the location of lead service lines, but it also gives utilities more time to replace those water lines.
Right. The Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority is working toward that by replacing 7% of publicly owned lead lines a year. And that's with the goal of completing them all by 2026.
Yeah, 7% was the goal under the old rule, before the Trump rule actually reduced the requirements for pipe replacements to 3% annually. In March, the Biden administration suspended the Trump rule. The EPA is now holding these community roundtables, saying it wants more public input before a new rule takes effect, particularly from communities most at risk.
What did Pittsburgh leaders ask of the EPA?
Well, Mayor Bill Peduto spoke at the meeting, and he mentioned that some communities, like the city of Pittsburgh, have already made significant investments in replacing lead lines and have done so at the expense of other programs. And he asked EPA to consider a flexible system that's not one size fits all as communities work with the federal government to continue fixing lead water lines.
Okay, well, thanks, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
Julie Grant is a reporter for the Allegheny Front, and there's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.